Hey, is it a little too early for being that loud? Hey, it's too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Glad to have you with us for the Tuesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Tuesday, June the 26th, 2018. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. Tony Morrell joins us at 8:05 this morning. We'll talk some South Carolina recruiting and really get you ready, start getting ready for the next few weeks and camp and some of that stuff coming up at South Carolina. We have, we can talk about some of the things, the World Cup, some of the things that happened yesterday. We had Saudi Arabia beating Egypt 2-1, meaning this game Uruguay shutting out Russia 3-0. We had Portugal and Iran split or a tie at 1-1, and Spain and Morocco tie at 1-1. Well, I'll let Zach tell you what that means coming up here in a second, mainly because I don't really know. But I know Portugal and Spain advance. I do know that. Today, 10 o'clock, the two games, Australia and Peru, Denmark and France. Then at 2 o'clock today, Nigeria, Argentina, and Croatia, and Iceland at 2 o'clock today. So we're making our way past the final groups to between now and the end of the week, and then we'll get in the round of 16 starting over the weekend. Looking forward to seeing some of that. Clemson has a new director of communications in their sport in their athletic department for football. He is Ross Taylor. He is coming to Clemson from the Washington Redskins. We'll tell you a little bit about him coming up. Speaking of Clemson, we're starting to get some clarity on the David Skara issue. It looks like Skara, better than odds, that he's going to be back with Clemson. Matter of fact, I've been told that he will be back playing for Brad Brunell for next year. We'll get to that. Not back right now is Gary Sanchez, who is the Yankees catcher who's out for 3 to 4 weeks, even though, despite the fact, the Yankees did win last night against Philadelphia 4-2. Congratulations, Braves fan. We took care of our business for you. Braves won last night as well. Braves now three and a half game leader of the Phillies, 4-game lead over the Nationals. And the Yankees, because the Red Sox were off last night, the Yankees a half game lead over the Red Sox. We have, I got one question. Can I just turn on ESPN.com and not see a naked person now? For the past week, all I see is naked people all over the place. Body issue stuff. Look, man, I get it. They do. But can I just turn it on? Can I just opt out of that or just go to CBS Sports or something from now on? Got a ton of college football with the magazine, the only one that really matters, the Phil Steele magazine. A lot of his analytics that we'll get into today. Some of his numbers we'll get into today, including scheduling. And I got to tell you, Clemson and South Carolina and Georgia, all three, have it pretty doggone easy this year. As far as Phil Steele says, he has Clemson the 43rd schedule, South Carolina the 51st schedule, and Georgia the 55th schedule. So we'll tell you about what those schedules look like and winning percentage among the opponents from last year and what he expects to see out of it. So none of the three have a really difficult schedule coming into the year, and so you could take advantage of that by being seeing more, you know, more wins out of all those programs coming up. We'll get into that a little bit. Now, though, the most important part of this day, I get introduced the I get the pleasure introducing the producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the oil that stirs the pot, Mr. Oar 24, the Twitter world number one in your heart, though, the captain of the ship, El Capitan, Mr. Zach Oar. Hey, buddy.
Morning, Mickey. How we doing?
Man, I'm fantastic. Couldn't be better.
Well, good, good.
Looking forward to a bunch of football today. Looking forward to what's up. What's up for segment two today?
Bunch of football today?
Well, college football.
We're playing today?
Who's no,
playing
we're going to talk about it.
Oh, okay. We're only 6-7
we're
days
gonna
out.
We're going to bump our gums about it. But what's on tap for segment two coming up here in about 11 minutes?
Well, yeah, my day yesterday was good. Thanks for asking. I appreciate
it. I'm going to. Yeah. I'm getting to that. Yeah.
How was your day yesterday?
No. What's on segment two today?
We're going to talk some stuff in segment two. Don't you worry about it.
Okay.
How was your day yesterday?
You want me to go first?
Well, I asked, didn't I?
Well, I was going to say two, then I was going to ask you. My day was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Went over to Greenville yesterday, and a very good friend of mine is a really good player, really good golfer, and went over and helped him swing a little bit. Then we played nine holes and had great lunch. You know what I had yesterday I've never had before? I'm going to shock you with this one.
What?
And I liked it.
Oh, boy.
Cottage cheese.
Really?
Never had it.
You've never had cottage cheese?
Never could get past the look of it. But had a little a cool little lunch and put it on some tomatoes and stuff. I really enjoyed it.
You're a little jumpy when it comes to the side of foods.
Nah, you know.
Yeah.
But it was good. It's fantastic. Yeah. Anyway, he's a good guy, and he's really, really good player and wanted a little help with his swing. And so we've been talking about some swing thoughts. I said, man, come over. Let's discuss this thing, and let's see if we can help. So we helped each other a little bit and played nine holes. It was fantastic. Came back home, walked the dogs. Spent some time with the wife, had a nice dinner, and then went over and got me a little ice cream last night. So, you know, a little summertime, later afternoon ride. And it was good, man. Enjoyed the storm.
Came what kind of ice cream did you get last night?
I did a little Heath Bar Blizzard kind of deal over at Cookout. Man, you got to put a little Heath in there. What's so funny about a Heath Bar Blizzard? Got to get a little Heath in there, man. Have you ever had a Heath Bar in your life?
Yeah.
You don't like toffee?
I do. I don't like it nearly as much as you do for some reason.
I'm loving it, man.
Oh.
I'm loving it.
It's not my...
You know what? I've changed my favorite candy bar, though.
What is it to now?
White chocolate Kit Kat.
What?
Man, I don't see what's so funny about that. What? What's so funny about a white chocolate Kit Kat?
It's just clearly the lesser of the Kit Kat options.
No, it's not. It's by far the best of the Kit Kat options.
No, it's not.
White chocolate's fantastic, by the way. You know it's not chocolate.
Oh, no.
But it's fantastic. But what do you? If it's not a Snicker bar, it doesn't count. Like, it has to be the mainstream thing there. I have to go mainstream for you to count it?
To each their own. But, you know, white chocolate Kit Kat and Heath Bar being one, two in the old chamber
let
there.
Let me ask this. So if I said, hey, Zach, I'm at the convenience store, man. I'm going to pick you up a candy bar. What do you want?
What do I want?
Yeah.
I want...
Please a Clark bar.
A Milky Way.
A Milky Way.
Mm-hmm.
The single most boring... There's nothing in there, man. It's like air. It's like chocolate wrapped around a little bit of air.
Caramel.
Yeah, but it's puffy caramel.
Oh, okay.
Milky Way. That's so boring, man.
White chocolate. Yeah.
If I said ice cream, what are you getting?
Go ahead and put the white chocolate Kit Kat in the milkshake next time.
I might. I like it. That'd be good. Ooh,
what ice cream am I getting? Yeah. Mint chocolate chip.
I'll see. It's got to be Mr. Mainstream guy.
Mint chocolate chip?
Yeah.
You get vanilla.
But with
vanilla bean. I need some vanilla bean.
Well, let me guess. You watched some soccer yesterday.
Of course I watched soccer.
We had some upsets.
It was a great day for soccer.
But now, tell me this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, before I get to it, what else did you do besides soccer?
What else did I do besides soccer?
Yeah.
What did I do yesterday? I mowed the girlfriend's parents' lawn over in Pendleton. They have a rental house.
That's nice of you. It's kind of hot to be mowing grass, isn't it?
It's too hot to be mowing grass, but they wanted it to be done, so we did it. And, you know, hung out with the dog, did a couple of things around the house, getting some things together for the trip in a little while here. And we came in here this morning. Oh, we recorded the first episode of The Prowl which is one of our new shows on Saturday. And we'll be playing that this weekend.
So nice.
We didn't record that yesterday. Eric McLean and Jordan Green were some guests on that show. So it was
nice.
Cool.
Yeah. Very nice. Speaking of recording, I'm recording this Yellowstone show. Have you seen it?
Oh, the one with Costner?
Yeah. I still need to take him out, boy. Looking at me like that, talking to me, cussing me like that. Drop an F-bomb on me. Anyway, I could take
see him. You sitting there.
I looked at him like, what?
Chomping on a white chocolate Kit Kat. Kevin, you know what? You're lucky. Lucky you're making this show right now.
Yeah. Take you out, buddy. So that was a busy day for you.
Busy day, but no, not really.
Are we going to talk soccer in segment two? Because I got some soccer questions. If not,
no. I've learned that you do not want to talk about soccer.
No, I do now, but I need to ask about it now.
Yeah, what do you want to talk about?
The Saudi Arabia Egypt game meant nothing.
No, they were both eliminated.
Okay, so nice win for Saudi though. Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, two one there. It's always exciting.
Uruguay beats Russia 3-0. That means Uruguay is first in their, is that division or
group? Yep.
Yeah. And Russia takes second?
Russia takes second.
Had Russia won, they'd have been first?
That is correct.
Okay. But that's no surprise.
No surprise.
Surprised at the two afternoon game outcomes. Both were tied. You call them ties or draws? You call them draws.
You can call whatever you want to.
Call them draws. Iran, two surprises in that Portugal game. One is that Cristiano Ronaldo didn't score.
That's a surprise. He was saved on a penalty. It's also a surprise that he was even in the game towards the end of it.
It didn't matter.
No, it did matter. And he should have had a red card in that game.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But the power of Cristiano Ronaldo and the idea of them moving on without Cristiano and the World Cup not having that kind of star power, I just didn't see it happening.
Best player in the world.
And Spain draws with Morocco. Morocco had no chance of advancing. Iran, with a win and a goal differential over Spain, had the slightest of chances. But they did not win yesterday, and here we are.
Who goes number one? Who goes number two?
Spain goes number one in the group. Portugal goes number two, and we move on.
Now, Australia, Peru, Denmark, and France. How's that stand right now?
Australia, Peru, Denmark, and France. Yes. So Denmark and France actually should be a really good game. Australia, Peru is going to be a lot of sitting back and counterattacking. If you want to watch that, I really don't. But France and Denmark should have a little bit of creativity offensively. Nigeria and Argentina.
Now, what's at stake, though?
What's at stake?
Like who's in that group? Who's advanced?
I believe all of them have an opportunity right now. Mm. So they mean something. The games, they're not friendlies, as you referred to them yesterday.
Good, good.
So they all have an opportunity. Nigeria and Argentina at 2 o'clock, and Iceland and Croatia at 2 o'clock. Again, all four teams have an opportunity. Some things need to happen, but they all four have an opportunity.
Look at those groups right now. See the standings just to make sure how each nation can reach the knockout rounds is what they call it, right?
The round of 16.
Yes. Yeah. Looking forward
to that. Round of 16, the quarters, the semis, and the final.
All right. Today in Group C, France have qualified.
Yep.
And need a point against Denmark to get to
first
the top
in the group. Yep.
So France is advancing no matter what.
Yes, but top of the group is better than second place.
Depends. It depends on
that
who you
true.
Could be playing.
That's true.
Denmark needs a point, mm-hmm. so they need at least a tie. And they'll also qualify if they beat Australia or fail, or if they win, or if Australia fails, beat Peru. Australia must beat Peru
mm-hmm.
and hope Denmark loses.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a chance. And if Australia win, Denmark lose by the exact same goal, blah, 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 blah. Peru's been eliminated, by the way.
Oh, I thought they were still in it.
No. The other one in Group D, Croatia has qualified. I'm sorry, Croatia have qualified.
Croatia.
So they're in.
Dynamite midfield.
Nigeria must beat Argentina to go through. Although a point would be good enough if Iceland did not beat Croatia. If Iceland do not beat, it says. Argentina has to beat Nigeria and hope Iceland does not win. And Iceland must beat Croatia and hope that Nigeria does not win. So, and by the way, on the fair play stuff, right now, yellow cards, Argentina 3, Iceland nothing right now. So Iceland's been the fairer squad.
The fairer squad.
Yeah. So anyway, World Cup today.
Might be the story of the World Cup, Argentina going out in the group stage with, you know, arguably the best player in the world on that team, completely cowering to the limelight and not showing up so far.
Yeah, Leon. They made it to the finals last time, or not the finals, but like semis or something last time. Or
I believe they made it. It was a quarters of the semis, and they lost.
All right, I got one more quick thing with you. What did you think of our rookie pitcher last night? 5 1/3, only one hit, no runs, 8 Ks. His ERA's under 2.
Oh, Johnny Lasagna.
Remember I said our rookie pitcher because I can't pronounce his name.
Yeah, it's like Lozaiga or something like that.
Something like that.
We just call him Johnny Lasagna. And
AKs.
Had a great outing last night. Very, very promising for a young guy. It was fun to watch. I had a great time.
Yeah, nice to see that. And had Aaron Judge home run?
Aaron Judge home run last night. Giancarlo Stanton continues a bit of a hot streak there. Last 10 games, batting .436.
Not a big deal.
Not a big deal. So,
nice to get it back on top of the Red Sox.
He's changed his stance.
Did he?
So, you know how it was like stupid close?
Yeah.
Now he's kind of opened up. It's still close, but he's opened it up a bit. And he's seeing the ball a little better. I think he's getting his arms extended.
Good.
And he's having a little bit more fun, it seems.
Glad to hear that. What's on tap for segment two? One real quick thing. Did I make any kind of serious point? Do you go on ESPN.com? I go on it like 5 times a day to see if anything's major is going on. Can I turn it on and not see a naked person?
You're not seeing anything. You're just seeing like sculpted bodies. Are you jealous? Is that what it is?
No, I just don't want to see naked. If I want to see naked people, there's a lot of other websites I can go to. I expect to see sports. I expect to see sports.
You're seeing the athletes that you watch on a daily, weekly, monthly basis, whatever it is. And you're seeing the work that they put into their bodies to be able to perform at such an elite and high level. I think it's fascinating.
I think it's pornography.
I think you're probably overreacting.
I saw this just now. You know who's on there?
Who?
Here comes Diggins!
Is she?
Yes! Diggins. How about that?
I have not seen. I have not scrolled through all of them.
To be honest with you, I don't mind the ladies on there.
See, there it is.
I just don't want to see a 90-year-old Greg Norman.
He's shredded for his age?
I don't know. I can't look at that.
Tell me you wouldn't want to look like that at his age.
Maybe at his age. Maybe. Anyway.
For segment two, I was hoping to talk a little bit about Clemson's new hire for their associate AD for football.
Okay.
A little Ross action.
All right.
And if time permits, maybe a little bit about the redshirt rule as well. There was the anonymous coaches speaking on it again.
Okay.
I love anonymous coaches speaking to things in college football. It always provides her some good sound bites and good reads.
You know, I was one more you to death. Forgot to mention this. Arkansas and Oregon State rained out last night.
Oh, man. I was really locked into
the
College World Series.
I could tell you were locked
in. It definitely doesn't matter to me.
Really?
Why would it matter?
Well, because it's our national pastime and it's college baseballs.
Oh, it's our
to
national pastime.
To be honest with you, here, I'd say more people care about that than the World Cup.
And a better product with Major League Baseball going on at the same time.
Well, we care about college football and NFL.
I'm going to watch that right now.
We care about college basketball. NBA is a better product.
So, college baseball is not that great of a product.
I enjoy Clemson baseball.
Hey. I love Clemson baseball.
Yeah, you just don't like college baseball.
No.
Hey, let me tell you about Granger Nissan of Anderson, home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. 419 vehicles on their site right now. Do this daily deal. I mean, they have over 400 models, 400 different vehicles on their website right now. These people are fantastic. They're there for you. I'm looking at the brand new 2018 Nissan Kicks. It's here. It's ready for delivery. They're awfully excited about it. You can go and see this really, really good-looking Nissan Kicks. I've never seen one in person, but it looks really cool on their website. Check out that brand new vehicle from Granger Nissan. Also, all the new cars, all the certified pre-owned stuff, all the specials that are going on. There's Granger specials there. There's college grad program specials going on. Ask about that. Find out more. Go by and see them. They're located over in Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard. You can also call them at the sales office at 864-324-0650. Proud partners of the Clemson Tigers, also home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. It is our good friends at Granger Nissan of Anderson online. Very easy to do some pre-shopping on there. Check everything out. Introduce yourself to them. It's GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com. A short break and segment two right after this.
Long Heating and Air Conditioning wants you to take advantage of their great summer specials. Right now, buy a Trane or Armstrong air conditioner and coil for just $3,500.
Get 20% off any repair, and when you sign up for cooling maintenance, you'll receive the heating maintenance for free this winter. Three great reasons to contact Long Heating and Air. Call 213-9899. That's 213-9899 or online at longheatingandair.com.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
It's your wiener. Do what you want with it. We're talking hot dogs, burgers, and more with over 100 free toppings to choose from at Clemson's newest and most unique restaurant. Not to mention one of the largest draft selections in town, outdoor patio, and weekday happy hour from 4 to 8 p.m. $6 liquor pitchers, full liquor bar, and 17 big screen TVs. Visit it's the letter U, the letter R, wiener.com for full menu and more information. It's your wiener. Do what you want with it. 101 Keith Street, downtown Clemson. Open daily at 11 a.m. Go Tigers.
First Team Sports has the all-new 2018 baseball and softball equipment. Easton, Rawlings, DeMarini, Mizuno, and more. There's no risk of buying something and it not being exactly as you want because they have an in-house batting cage to try out bats and gloves to get that perfect true custom fit. First Team Sports is the place to get your Letterman jackets because they can customize for any school or team. Be the first to equip your team with First Team Sports. 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Call 268-6227.
Looking for a pre-owned vehicle to help prepare you for the future? All Honda-certified pre-owned vehicles are thoroughly inspected by a Honda-trained technician and backed by an outstanding Honda Limited warranty for up to 7 years or 100,000 miles from the original in-service date. You could say we pre-screen each one, you know, as a precaution. Visit HondaCertified.com and search for local inventory.
See your Honda dealer for limited warranty details.
Would you pay $18 for a loaf of bread? Crazy, right? But many people are paying much more than they should with their high-interest credit card debt, more than 17% APR. Now there's a way to lower that rate and save money with Lightstream. With Lightstream, you can consolidate your credit card debt into one low-interest loan and pay as little as 5.89% APR with AutoPay. Plus, right now, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to lightstream.com/radio. You could save hundreds to thousands of dollars in interest. And with Lightstream's Rate Beat program, you'll get the most competitive rate because Lightstream will beat any lender's qualifying rate. With Lightstream's Rate Beat program, there's no reason to shop around. You know you're getting the most competitive rate and your very best savings. Apply today at lightstream.com/radio and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/radio. lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for more information.
This time of the year, we have much to celebrate. Family, good health, summertime, and July 4th as we celebrate our independence. Oh, celebrate them with a vast selection of fireworks from Carolina Fireworks. They have the best prices, selection, explosions, and colors. And they've been your local source for fireworks for 60 years. Pick up lots of specials for July 4th. Find Carolina Fireworks at carolinafireworks.net. See their main warehouse on Old Cedar Road in Easley.
Your daily recommended allowance of sports. We are WCCP 105.5. The Roar.
Bang, bang into the room. I know you want it. Bang, bang all over you. I'll let you have it. Wait a minute, let me take you back. Wait a minute till you're back. Bang, bang, there goes your heart. I know you want it. Bang, bang, seat of my car. I'll let you have it. Wait a minute, let me
take you back. I apologize to Braves fans. Didn't mention Ozzy Albies with a walk-off.
The Braves played last night?
Yeah. JV.
Oh,
good for JV them. Game last night.
JV games last night.
Hey, Blue Ridge Security and Priority One merged. What's that? It's been 18 months ago or so. And I love the fact that now they one plus one equals two and two is better than one. It looks fantastic, folks. The company, everything that we had got better. And we love it. And we now know that Priority One One of the top 25 security integrators in the country, 18 different states, expanding into new markets with new technology and their own central station right here. You're going to love it. You're going to love all their guarantees and all of their certifications and their customer service. So great friends over at Priority One. Ask about the video alarm system, the total control app, the ring bell service, a ring door service. You're going to love it. It's our great friends that do it here. They do it at our house as well. It's Priority One. The website's PriorityOneSecurity.com. Our host of segment two, Mr. Zach Orr.
Thank you, Mickey Pollard. I appreciate that. Yesterday, Clemson announced the hiring of one Mr. Ross Taylor as the assistant AD for football communications. Of course, Ross Taylor will be replacing the legendary Tim Bray, Clemson Google, if you will. Joe Galbraith released the following press release. Ross Taylor has been hired as Clemson's assistant AD for football communications. Director of athletics Dan Radakovich and head football coach Dabo Swinney announced Taylor comes to Clemson following a seven-year career with the Washington Redskins, where he served the past three seasons as director of communications in Washington. Taylor worked directly with team executives, the head coach, and coordinators on messaging assistants, media briefings, reporter outreach, and statistical research projects. He goes on to say he stood out in an extremely competitive field of qualified candidates, and they're very excited to have him as a part of the program. He's a 2010 graduate of the University of Missouri School of Journalism, began his writing career prior to his freshman year in college, writing for the Dallas Morning News, worked with the Fleshman Hillard in 2011 before joining the Redskins later that same year. If you would like to follow him on Twitter, his Twitter handle is at rtaylortx. I'm sure Clemson fans will find that eventually, and hopefully he will be an adequate and great replacement for one Mr. Tim Bray. How crazy is it, Mickey Plyler, that the Clemson Tigers are going and dipping into the NFL pool to bring people back from the NFL to come do a job here in little old Clemson, South Carolina?
I think that's pretty cool. Give me the Twitter again.
The Twitter for him?
Yeah.
It's at rtaylortx. RTAYLORTX.
Oh, there it is. I will tell you right now that he has 977 followers. I'm going to make it 978. Looking forward to that. That industry has changed. I worked in that office when I was in school here 5 years. And, Zach, that industry has changed.
How so?
It was Bob Bradley who was not the first sports information director here, the second one ever here. You know, this is only the fourth, we'll say, sports information director. Now it's assistant AD for football communications.
Yep.
But it used to be about serving newspapers and getting the TV and radio in here and the UPI and the AP, and you'd cover your sports and fax out all the results and whatever it might be. As a matter of fact, we telecopied the results out, that kind of stuff. Now it's more about the communications part of it. It's more about they've got the video stuff doing. They've got their own social media stuff doing it. Now it's just a part of a bigger communications. It's a modernized how you reach, you know, who you reach, and you're working. I think I'm right with saying this. He's just football.
He is just football.
Right. And, you know, Tim Bray also did the golf programs. I'm not sure how all that's going to work out a little bit. But the game, it's just changed. How you reach people, what you're looking for, you're controlling the message so much more than before because the, yep. You know, I don't depend on newspapers and things like this. So that has changed. Looking forward to meeting Ross. Don't know him. The only thing I knew about him was what I heard yesterday when they hired him. But we're looking forward to that. And I don't think that you say it's a reach now when you say little old Clemson. Maybe 20 years ago that might be the case. But the Clemson brand now is pretty doggone as close as you're going to get at the college game. Clemson, Alabama, and some of those are about as close as you can get the NFL now.
Sure. But, you know, just the fact that you're reaching into Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
And taking a guy out of there. I think it speaks volumes about it.
Yeah.
Ross Taylor seems to be a class act. Again, we have not met him. We're speculating, you know, about what his job is going to be, how that came to be. He had the following to say yesterday after his hire was announced. I would also be remiss if I did not thank Tim Bray for his remarkable service to Clemson, and I am grateful that he will continue to be a valued resource for our program as he enters retirement. I enter this position knowing that I stand upon the shoulders of giants. I look forward to continuing the standard of excellence that Tim and Bob Bradley have set over the last 65 years.
That's crazy, isn't it?
65, huh?
That's crazy.
So you know taking this job maybe is a long-term plan.
Well, you hope that's the case.
Yeah.
A texture one, what does Dabo have to do with the hire? Well, I think people would be surprised about how much that person is in contact with the head coach.
Does this change things at all?
No.
I mean, Tim Bray was obviously here before Dabo.
Right.
They, by all accounts, got along swimmingly. This might be a little bit more of, you know, not to say Tim Bray wasn't, but this is Dabo's guy, right? He was involved in the hiring process.
Right.
Directly involved in the hiring process.
Yeah, but I think Dabo and Tim, I know both of them well, so I think they were each other's guy anyway. So mm-hmm. I don't think that would change. I mean, personalities might a little bit. I don't think that's the case. I know the University of Missouri is a highly thought of journalism school, and he seems to be very well versed. And even though he's young, he appears to be very, very qualified for this job. I think one of the interesting parts about the hire is that he goes from Daniel Snyder and the having to work with, I don't know, I think a fairly interesting part of the country.
Yeah.
And working with all the other things that were going on, the NFL and the commissioner and you know, all this kind of, to a much, much different environment.
Yeah, you go from Daniel Snyder being your boss to Dan Radakovich is your boss now.
Yeah.
And you go from the political epicenter of the world.
Right. To little old.
The NFL. I mean, this is the show.
Yeah.
To Clemson, South Carolina, tucked in, you know, to the Blue Ridge Mountains, a couple of lakes around here. It's going to be a lifestyle change.
Yeah.
It's going to be a culture change.
Yeah.
A culture change. He probably won't complain as much about the traffic on 123 as we do. And we wish him all the best there, right?
Yeah. My wife and I, we were riding around last night, and the sunset was amazing last night.
It was purple and orange last night, wasn't it?
Yeah. And we're just riding around saying, you know, we're fortunate to live here. And then we're also fortunate that not a lot of people know about it either, because I couldn't imagine living anywhere else. This is an absolute unbelievable place to live. And so, yeah, he's going to like that. He'll certainly enjoy that part. I would think. I mean, wouldn't you rather live here than inside the Beltway and all the, there is no worse traffic than DC Baltimore traffic.
No, it's if you've ever been in it, it's just gridlock all the time.
Let me ask you something. What would somebody have to pay you to live in the DC Baltimore area?
To pay me?
Yeah.
More than I'm getting paid now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to Atlanta this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you now that if someone said, Mickey, we're going to give you $300,000 a year.
Done.
Nope.
Done.
Nope. Takes years off your life, man.
For Atlanta?
Yeah.
For Atlanta? No. I could get around Atlanta for $300,000 a year. DC, I'd still do it, but I would be knowing.
You'd be miserable, man. You'd be absolutely miserable.
Hey, $300,000 a year? I'm living in DC.
No, man. It ain't worth it. It's not worth your health.
You're not having to commute as much, is what I'm saying.
No.
I got a nice little apartment downtown.
Doesn't matter.
You're right there. It's easy to go.
No, it doesn't matter.
Take the train everywhere.
I can't do it. Don't want to take the train, man. I don't want to be on stuck some train with a bunch of people I don't know, all crowded up, stinky, smelly. I watch these videos of people going crazy and fighting on subways and trains and public transportation. I don't want anything to do with it, man. I'm gonna get in my car and drive my little 4 miles to work. I want to leave. I want to be at work. I got 10 minutes to get to the station. Okay. Well, I got plenty of time.
I can stop and get a coffee at 7-Eleven.
Well, walk in. I can see Floyd the barber. Go by and see... what's the girl at the diner? Watch this. People text this one. Oh, man. What's the waitress over at the diner's name?
Over at what diner's name?
On Andy Griffith's show.
I have no idea.
Go out and see her.
Mm-hmm.
And come on in.
You're a small town kind of guy, even though Clemson's not exactly a small town anymore.
You got 6 Mile or something pretty soon. It's growing like crazy.
Get out to Liberty.
This traffic's driving me crazy, man.
I'm a Norris guy myself.
I don't know, man. Norris is getting kind of big. Too big for me.
I can see you living in a city.
Me?
Yeah, you're a city guy.
I like visiting Manhattan.
I could live.
And that's it.
I think I could do a year. And after that, I'd have to get back out. I couldn't go long.
Yeah, you grew up on a farm.
I didn't grow up on a farm. I grew up in farmland. We had some animals. It wasn't necessarily a farm, though.
I would say this. I like visiting New York City.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only city in the country I want to visit. That's it.
New York.
It's the only city in the world I want to go to Belfast. I'll give you Belfast.
Well, I'll be in Belfast. I'll send you a postcard. You want to go to San Diego?
I had a chance to go to San Diego this summer for free.
And you're not taking advantage of it?
I turned it down. Here's why. My little niece is playing.
You're not going to go caddy for your niece.
Yeah, because here's the deal. I would have to get up at 2:30 in the morning to do the show. So I can't do it. Not going to be able to do that.
Hey, you want to go to Belfast?
That's it.
That's it.
And Manhattan.
And Manhattan.
That's it.
Not the other four boroughs. Just Manhattan.
They're outside of Yankee Stadium. There's nothing in the Bronx I want to see anymore.
The Bronx Zoo? No.
Been to zoos.
Okay.
I got Discovery Channel.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Queens?
Queens stinks.
You know, I did that. I did the Brooklyn thing for the ACC basketball tournament. Got sick as a dog.
That's true.
Didn't lose anything in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
No, Staten Island. No, we're not doing it. Don't care anything about that. I like spelling Long Island. Long Island is like I could do it.
You be out in the Hamptons just
kicking in the Hamptons. Yeah.
Yeah.
A buddy of mine has spent some time at the Hamptons. He was talking about yesterday the golf courses up there, how great they are. But still, man,
couldn't do it, huh?
No, I like Mayberry right here.
Well, hey, that's fine.
Matter of fact, I'm going to see Floyd the Barber today.
Nothing wrong with that. Get you a little haircut. You look terrible over
I look
there.
Terrible, like a shaggy bowl full of lettuce over here.
Just,
too much of this
just
stuff.
Look awful over there.
Segment two, is that it? I enjoyed it?
Well, I mean, we're about time. We got to take a break.
I enjoyed that. Can I talk some college football when we come back?
I would love nothing more.
I need some college football. Got to have it. Hey, speaking of Floyd the barbershop is back. It's the cultural icon of our country, but it's back with the modern touches now over at Roosters, roostersmgc.com. I love Roosters. I love these ladies are going to take care of you. They're going to treat you. They're going to get that straight razor shave on the back of the neck, get your straight razor shave on your face. You come out smelling good, looking good, feeling good. Your lady's going to notice. Roosters MGC, that's Roosters Men's Grooming Center. Guys, go in there and let them take care of you. They're great friends at Roosters. 884-8920. I've talked soccer, and I've talked Washington, D.C. I got to talk some football, man. I'm sorry. I guess for college football, when we come back, open phone lines, text, tweets. We'll do that right after the short break.
The Kelly Gramlich Show is all new this Saturday at 10 a.m. right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Roy Philpott, current ESPN play-by-play voice and former host of The Roy Philpott Show here on WCCP, will join the Kelly Gramlich Show for an exclusive interview sponsored by Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Chick-fil-A of Seneca. Also, check out the KG Show podcast on WCCPFM.com and iTunes by searching WCCP. The Kelly Gramlich Show this Saturday at 10 a.m. presented by Engineered Sleep.
Hey students, Caitlin here with Tiger Properties to share with you the latest off-campus housing development for fall 2018. Located just 1 mile from campus, TTV is evolving with brand new luxury farmhouse cottages in phase two of Tigertown Village. These charming two-bedroom, two-and-a-half bathroom cottages will feature spacious open floor plans and rustic farmhouse finishes. Each kitchen has high-end finishes like granite countertops and custom cabinetry. Call Tiger Properties today at 864-654-RENT and schedule a tour or visit ttvfarmhouse.com for more information.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Hi, I'm Dabo Sweeney. One of the things that makes me proudest about being the head coach at Clemson is participating in the most exciting 25 seconds of college football, running down the hill after rubbing Howard's Rock. The roar from the crowd is deafening. Even though Howard's Rock is one of Clemson's most prized possessions, most of the time it sits all alone. That's why we depend on Priority One Security's video surveillance to keep Howard's Rock safe and secure.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com.
Have you been in the market for a new mattress but have been waiting for the right time to buy? Well, stop waiting, because at Seneca Mattress Outlet, now is that time. Mattresses start as low as $196 with a free box spring, or treat yourself and upgrade to an adjustable base. For a limited time only, with your purchase of any mattress, adjustable bases are 50% off of our already low prices. Now is the time, so don't miss out. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located in the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
Looking for a pre-owned vehicle to help prepare you for the future? All Honda-certified pre-owned vehicles are thoroughly inspected by a Honda-trained technician and backed by an outstanding Honda Limited warranty for up to 7 years or 100,000 miles from the original in-service date. You could say we pre-screen each one, you know, as a precaution. Visit HondaCertified.com and search for local inventory.
See your Honda dealer for limited warranty details.
You've dreamed of designing your one-of-a-kind pool. Now you can at Aqua Pool Karen Anderson. Right before your eyes, beautiful cascading waterfalls, elegant spillover spas, and unique water fountains come to life with their 3D virtual computer system. And when it's complete, let Aqua Pool Care maintain your pool so you can enjoy your masterpiece. Unlimited pool possibilities with Aqua Pool Care. Call them at 508-1885 or online at aquapoolcarellc.com and make your dreams come true.
Walt Diptula here to tell you what I love about Harry's. I love the flexible, soft hinge that glides across the contours of my face. There are never any cuts or burns with a Harry's shave. Harry's founders were tired of paying for razors that were overpriced and overdesigned. They knew a great shave doesn't come from gimmicks like vibrating heads, flexible balls, or handles that look like spaceships. Tactics the leading brand has used to raise prices for years. For a limited time only, Harry's has a special offer for listeners of my show. New customers get $5 off a shave set from Harry's with code WALT at harrys.com. That means you can get a starter set that comes with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code WALT at harrys.com. Join the millions of guys who've already switched and go to harrys.com today. Use code WALT at checkout to claim your offer.
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
And you will respect my authority.
On WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Oh, you like that gossip? Like you the one drinking what gossip.com. Now I got a word for your tongue. How many Rolling Stones you want? Yeah, I got a brand new spirit. Speaking and it's done. Woke up on the side of the bed like I won. Talk like a winning majestic.
I have some numbers right now. Numbers matter. University College, universitycollege.com. Can't wait to get these numbers out to you. Folks at University Colleges want you to come in. If you're a student or looking for a place to live, student anywhere, by the way, looking for a place to live, hey, do this at University Colleges right across from Ingalls. They have an open model for you. I think they're still doing the, you know, waving some security in there for you. 10-month leases is really cool. Can't beat that. It's our great friends over at University Colleges. Ingalls Crossing. We didn't have resort style pools. The apartment I lived in college, we had a pool. Far from resort style. It was like a cement pond, like a little tiny little thing. Anyway, luxury living. All the assets are all the great things are there at University Colleges. To find out more about these 10-month leases, 784-3400, 784-3400. You want a number that matters, Mr. Orr 24? College football scheduling right now, the Tigers, Gamecocks, and Bulldogs, the three teams we follow most closely here in this part of the country. If you're going to do it, this is the year to do it. Besides having good teams, we think, the schedule is conducive. Schedule is a big part of all this. According to Phil Steele's magazine, of the three schools, Clemson with the 43rd most difficult schedule, South Carolina with the 51st most difficult schedule, Georgia with the 55th most difficult schedule. We're not talking about a bunch of meat grinders here.
A bunch of what?
Meat grinders. Georgia, and we'll take them first since they come first in my magazine here. Georgia has South Carolina, who's 34th, and that's on the road. I'm giving you top 40 teams that they play. Make sure I'm right in the top 40. Your top 40 teams that they play. If South Carolina, September 8th, that's the 34th best team according to Phil Steele's magazine. They have Florida and Jacksonville. That's number 17 according to Phil Steele's magazine. And they have Auburn at home in November. That's number 19 according to Phil Steele's magazine. Those are the only top 40 teams. Georgia plays three top 40 teams this year. Only one of the three on the road. You got one neutral site, one home site, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Georgia, you can't have an easier schedule.
Can't.
Win a game. Ready?
Win a game.
Austin Peay.
Win.
At South Carolina.
Win.
Middle Tennessee State.
Win.
At Missouri.
Win.
Tennessee.
Win.
Vanderbilt.
Win.
At LSU.
W.
Florida and Jacksonville.
W.
At Kentucky.
W.
Auburn and home.
Could be a loss, but I'm going to go W.
UMass, that big old November tilt against UMass.
My goodness.
And then Georgia take it home.
And 2-2 in the last 4 years.
I mean, Georgia, they play three teams in the top 40. And no team in the top 15 in the regular season now. And again, they're going to get Alabama in the SEC championship game.
So what you're telling me is they need to go undefeated with that schedule.
Yeah, the good news, bad news. Good news is you can go undefeated that schedule. Bad news is you kind of need to go. But see, what we'll do is we'll say, well, you got to remember, man, they came out of that SEC East. What?
What SEC East? We're not going to do that.
No, but that'd be the narrative. Oh, well, you know in that SEC East.
Well, it won't be the East. Well, they came out of the SEC.
Right.
They're getting banged up in the SEC play.
Because they play LSU and Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody's saying, boy, Missouri, Vanderbilt, Kentucky,
Florida,
South Carolina, Florida is going to really scare anybody. So anyway,
I don't know why Mickey Plyler of the Mickey Plyler Show has heard on 105.5.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I just keep thinking about that South Carolina, Georgia game in week two. I just
think about all you want to.
I just keep thinking for some reason that's going to be a tougher game for Georgia than people think it will be.
We have this narrative that South Carolina plays Georgia very well.
But they don't?
Well, last year, 24-10, loss. The year before that, 28-14, loss. Year before that, 52-20, loss. The year before that, South Carolina beat them, 38-35. The year before that, Georgia beat them, 41-30. Georgia beat them four out of the last 5 years. Georgia seniors never lost to South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
We had like South Carolina. And I was listening to Walt yesterday in the car on the way back from Greenville, and I thought he made a good point. If you're going to get Georgia, you better get them this year.
Get them this year and get them early while they're still adjusting to guys not being back.
Right. But South Carolina's not. That's not going to happen.
Austin Peay was their opener?
Yeah.
So Austin Peay is a lesser team than South Carolina.
Yes.
South Carolina is going to be a stiffer test in week two for Georgia. It's at Williams-Brice.
Sure.
It's early in the season. As Steve Spurrier says, you always want to play Georgia early. They got a couple guys suspended.
Yeah.
It might be there for the taking if everything goes right for the Gamecocks.
Yeah.
You're not buying it.
No. Because Georgia's still, the game's in Columbia and it's early. But You still got Jake Fromm. You still got DeAndre Swift. You still got Mecole Hardman. You still got Terry Godwin. You still got Riley Ridley and Isaac Nauta. Now, Georgia's defense is going to struggle early, but no, they're better than South Carolina.
You know, Jake Bentley carving them up down there.
They happening.
Jake the Snake, the old Debo. Bada bing, bada boom. You're up 14-10 before they know it.
Tate happening. I'm going to tell you right now.
You're up two scores before they can even blink.
Not happening.
Debo takes the opening kickoff back.
Nope.
Get a quick turnover there on defense.
Not happening.
Big old bomb down the sideline to Debo again. You're up 14-0.
Not happening.
Not happening, huh?
Nope.
I'm just trying to relate to
Georgia's just better than South Carolina.
I'm just trying to relate to our feathered friends a little bit.
I get this text right here. I think Georgia will struggle with South Carolina because they lost so many players. South Carolina has one more returning starter than Georgia. It's not like South Carolina's, you know, has all these returning starters and Georgia does.
Has South Carolina brought in better players?
No, Georgia's brought in better players.
No. That's not what I'm saying. Has South Carolina brought in better players than what left?
Yeah, Muschamp's brought in better players than he was left, yes.
Okay.
But the gap between Georgia and South Carolina has widened, not narrowed.
Has the continuity of Muschamp's system started to pay dividends yet, or will it?
I think so.
And it can't possibly pay off in week two against Georgia at home?
It will against Coastal, Marshall, Vanderbilt, Kentucky, Missouri, A&M, Tennessee, Mississippi, Chattanooga.
You got to have hope, man. Hope.
I'm not trying to take away your hope. What I'm trying to tell you is that the gap between South Carolina and Georgia is widening, not narrowing.
I agree with you. I agree with you.
So.
I'm just saying.
Georgia will beat South Carolina this year in Columbia, South Carolina.
Okay.
Now.
Sorry, South Carolina fans. I tried.
The Gamecocks.
Do-do-do-do.
Game!
Spurs up.
The Gamecocks actually, Clemson, South Carolina actually faced four teams in the top 40.
Okay.
Georgia faced three teams in the top 40.
Tougher schedule.
Georgia didn't face anybody in the top 15. And actually, in comparing these, it's not fair because the Gamecocks do face two top five, but one's Georgia, one's Clemson. So that's not fair to compare those. But I'm telling you that South Carolina schedule was 51st for a reason. Georgia 55th, South Carolina 51st, Clemson 43. South Carolina schedule, they face number five Georgia second week of the season at home. They face Texas A&M, who's 27th on October 13th at home. They face Florida, who's 17th on November the 10th at Florida. And then they face second-ranked Clemson, November 24th. So that's four teams ranked in the top 40. Win game quickly?
Quickly.
Coastal?
Win.
Georgia.
You're telling me there's no chance.
Mm. Marshall.
You're a Georgia fan, by the way.
We are. Marshall.
You are a Georgia fan.
Yeah, I am. Marshall.
You can beat Marshall. You will beat Marshall.
At Vanderbilt.
Yeah, you don't just go into Vandy and walk out with a win.
You do there.
Yeah. But you do, yeah. But.
At Kentucky.
Can they get off the slide? Is it over the streak of tyranny?
Help
by
Jane,
the Wildcats.
Stop this crazy thing.
Kentucky continues it.
No.
Loss.
No.
Loss.
No.
Hey, let me have an opinion this morning. You have yours, I'll have mine.
Missouri.
You beat Missouri.
A&M at home.
You can win that game. I think you lose that game.
Open date, Tennessee.
You can lose the open date. You can lose the open date.
Columbia, Tennessee.
Win.
At Ole Miss.
Win. What a dumpster fire that team's going to be this year.
At Florida.
Loss.
Chattanooga.
Derby.
Pardon me, Roy. Is that the Chattanooga? Choo-choo. At Clemson.
Loss.
Elliot from Clemson says, Mick, I love you, but if South Carolina's better and Georgia is worse compared to last year, how's the gap widening? Makes no sense to me. Well, A, who says South Carolina is better, and who said Georgia is worse? And also, I'm talking about the overall program of the recruiting level talents. Have you taken a little peek at who Georgia signed last year? Have you just taken a little peek of that?
A little gander?
Have you just said, oh, I don't know. I don't know who Zamir White. I don't know who Justin Fields. I don't know who Jamari Sawyer. I don't know who Cade Mays. I don't know who Brenton Cox. I don't know who James Cook.
Cade
I don't
Mays.
Know Luke Ford.
The one that got away.
Oh, Channing Tindall. Quay Walker. I don't know who these guys are. Georgia's recruited better in South Carolina and will continue to recruit better in South Carolina. That's how that happens. We got to take a short break. Goodness gracious, where did this hour go? This hour flew by. I got to do Clemson's. Get their schedule in here for you. And anybody wants to debate this, we do this every single year. Georgia's just better than South Carolina. And it's not even close again this year. Matter of fact, it won't be single digits this year.